Hey,
whoa, what's going on in the background there? That's throwing me off. I wore this shirt for you, man.
I do not appreciate that.
You know, why are you hating, bro? Why are you hating? You gave me a hard time about one of my floral shirts one time, so I told you that I would wear another one at some point.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind that one.
And the today is the day that I wear it.
Yeah, I don't mind it really.
I'm kind of sad because all the leaves are falling off, and they're all falling onto my shirt. Like right now, it's like literally raining yellow, red, and orange leaves all over my yard.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonkers.
I only have one tree in my yard. It is also losing leaves.
If you saw my, you can't see the ground. There's so many leaves. Like that's nothing. It's nothing but leaves in my front yard.
You should rake your yard, bro.
That's the game plan. But at this point I'm looking up and I'm seeing what's the point. Cause they're all going to come right back down. I'm kind of waiting a little bit longer till it gets further down.
Yeah. You're very low key right now. Sound like you just, did you wake up from a nap?
No, I'm doing a new thing where I'm trying to walk more.
You walk all the time. What are you
talking about? Well, no, I mean like outside. Like I have a treadmill desk, yes, but like actually going and walking outside, like not just on a treadmill. I mean, my treadmill is in my basement, and it's got like I got it where it's in my basement, and there's a big roll up door. So I'll push that up and then I can see outside. Mm-hmm. But it's like, golly, dude, like right now it's like pouring leaves. Like it is. See, this is why I'm not. This right here is why I haven't done it yet. It's nuts right now. Like it looks like a rainstorm of nothing but leaves.
You know how old you sound right now?
I sound really old. But
look at the leaves in the yard, honey. Yeah, honey, come look at the leaves.
You know, you're calling me out on that, but I did text Perry earlier today and said, look at the leaves outside in the front yard. It looks like it's raining leaves. I'm not kidding you, man. It's nuts right now. So anyways, let's get into today's topic.
I've already consumed 200 milliliters of water since the beginning of the show, and we have yet to cheers.
I don't have anything. I told you that.
You have nothing?
I have nothing.
That was before the show.
Yeah, but I was too busy. You know what I was doing, right? I was too busy going and getting this shirt on so I could surprise you.
Okay, so we started the show late because you wanted to surprise me with that shirt.
Well, it's a shout out to one of our employees, Bree. She was like, are you doing a floral shirt today? Because it's Thursday. And I was like, oh, I completely forgot. And so I went and I said, I'm gonna surprise him. So here we are. This is it. This is what I chose. I am low key because to your point, I went for a nice long walk after lunch.
Yeah.
I started my morning off with a 1 mile walk around my neighborhood. It took me about 15 minutes, mm-hmm. 16 minutes. I came back in, sat at my desk. I was like, ready to go. I'm already got 8,000 steps in for the day. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's up the energy. Let's up the energy. And then, yeah.
Cast is brought to you by.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Side note. Have you seen these two twin boys? They're called Island Boys. And they got this weird, funky pineapple hair. Dude, no. Later, I want you to look them up. Because it.
What does that ridiculous. Have to do with anything?
Because it's wah, 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 and then they look like that sound.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know if somebody can look like a sound, these two guys.
They look like the party horn?
The Island Boys is what they call themselves. And they've got tattoos all over their faces and then their necks and.
Oh, like real tattoos?
Yes. Like one of them's got one right here in the middle of his forehead, like a really big one. Like, I think it's a Chevrolet Corvette logo.
On his forehead?
on his forehead.
I don't know. I can get behind it. I can get behind any kind of tattoo, I think, but not a face tattoo. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Have you heard the comedian? Have you heard the comedian?
I've heard of a comedian, yes.
There's a comedian. He is like his bit is like he's a good looking guy, but he's got face tattoos, and like he regrets having face tattoos. And he said he lives down. Lives like next door or across the street or down the street or something like that from a 7-Eleven. And he would go in like all the time to get a Mountain Dew. And like that was his thing. He'd go down to the store, he'd get a Mountain Dew. And he goes, yes. And then like you look at him, you're like, okay, you've got lots of tattoos on your face. And and he was talking to the shop owner one day, and he like walked in, he goes, ah, Mountain Dew guy. And he thought to himself, he goes, how much Mountain Dew am I drinking that I'm Mountain Dew guy and not face tattoo guy? like when did it tip from being face tattoo guy to Mountain Dew guy?
Yeah.
But you know, maybe the guy just doesn't see his tattoos. Maybe he just sees a nice guy who's guzzling down green soda.
I don't know, but it's not. No, it looks ridiculous. And that kind of leads me to when we're going to talk about life decisions.
Life decisions, yeah.
And one of those life decisions is, should you go to college? And me and you, I think we briefly talked about this.
We came up with a topic, and then I said, let's not talk about it.
That's typically how these kind of conversations go, is like I start saying something, and Jason goes, no, la, 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 la.
Earmuffs.
Yeah, he's like, don't tell me. Today we're going to discuss, should you go to college? And, you know, we briefly started, and I can already tell which way you're leaning and where I'm leaning. And I'm kind of, I do know you. I know where you're going to fall on this. I kind of ride the middle. So let's start with you. Let's hear your take. Should you go to college?
It depends. So
that's
if
it.
You want, if all you right, want to be, a, if you want to be a doctor, you should go to college.
Okay. Now I agree with that. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of riding.
If you want to be an education professional, should you go to college? Yes, you should go to college. If you want to do something that requires some type of formal training to be successful at that career, then yes, you should go to college.
Oh, wait, back up. If you want to be successful, say that again.
No. If you need some type of formal training in order to be successful at that career, i.e. medical professional, some type of science field, what did that comment say? Sorry. I believe it's relevant if you're clear about what you want in your life. If you're not clear, it's a waste of time, especially with no scholarship. Yeah. So I think that if you are going, like I said, like a medical professional or some type of teacher, instructor, some type of science professional, sometimes where there's a set of skills that you must acquire in order to do that. Like I want my anesthesiologist to have gone to college and gotten a degree.
But what if he stayed at Holiday Inn? What if he stayed at Holiday Inn Express last night? That kind of changes everything, right?
Nope. Changes absolutely nothing. I think it depends, you know. And I think that years ago I used to say, I would say that as well, but I would say, nah, you don't need to go to college. And I was saying it a lot. Like I was like, nah, you don't need college. What do you need college for? I was like, what you learn on your own, what you can teach on your own far surpasses what you could learn in school when you're wasting time playing around with friends, when you're playing video games, when you're
taking some stupid test or whatever. Like I used to say that all the time. And my wife was like, you got to stop saying that. You got to stop saying that to kids. They're listening to you and taking your advice. Stop saying that. And for a long time, For a long time, I kept saying that. But I think in the last couple of years, especially since I've had kids, I feel like I have mellowed out on that, like kind of anti needing to go to college unless you're a professional, because I do think that a lot of kids who graduate high school are not mature enough for the real world yet. And I think they need some more time under guided instruction in order to build some type of framework out for what they want to do with their lives. Now, I also think it's laughable that when you are like 16, 17 years old, you're supposed to like have some type of thing in your mind of what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And now you're going to have to go and pay for school and be in debt for X amount of years, X amount of decades, in order to pay off an education that you might not even ever use. I do think there's a lot of things that are wrong with the education system. So then maybe
just a few, right? Just a couple.
So that's a real rough of my viewpoint. What's your viewpoint?
Okay. So I do agree. If you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a dentist, you're going to be someone in the medical field, teacher, which at the same time though, like if your aspiration is to be a preschool teacher, do you need to go and get a degree? No, you don't. So it not does.
Technically.
Huh?
Not technically, but it wouldn't hurt. You would not get the job.
I don't. No, you wouldn't get it. But being a preschool teacher, typically, unless you're at like some massive preschool, are not going to recoup the money to pay for that education that you got. Do you see what I mean? So I think it depends. Let me ask you this, Jason. Okay, well let me share my viewpoint. I'm a chemical engineer by trade. Oh, yes. Let's say that first. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. We are thankful for your service. We appreciate your service. Chris, thank you for everything you've done. My dad was in the service as well. So hats off to all of our servicemen and women and all that you've done for us, the sacrifices you made. So happy Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. So college... I'm still in the camp that, is it necessary? No. If it's on a resume, okay, great. What I'm looking for is work experience. That tells me more than going to college. I went to college. I know what college is all about. I know the college you halfway do things just to get by in the class.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
We had classes together.
Yeah. And I finished at the top of my class, sir. Okay.
Yeah, but did you halfway do things? Be real.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, no, it's 100% here or there because I know you and we were in college together. So that's, to me, that says a lot. Like work experience says a lot more to me than anything else in your education. When we're hiring people, I look at their work experience. I don't look at what their education degree is.
Yeah, but that's, you're not everybody though. That's the thing. The landscape is not ready. Landscape's not ready for your viewpoint. That's what I'm saying.
I disagree. I 100% disagree. I think there's a lot of people shifting their mind on the whole thing. I think the workplace is shifting their mind on it. But I'm telling you, man, work experience to me, and I would venture to say that most CEOs are going to want to ask more questions about, hey, tell me about your work experience. I want to see, that tells them drive. That tells them what they're doing. If they've been spending all their time working at McDonald's and they're trying to get a job where it's a salaried position starting at $60,000 or $70,000 a year and they have no experience in that, then they're out of place. They're just out of place. But if they're showing me some drive, some experience that says this person wants to move up, this person wants to succeed, and they're showing me the skills that are necessary for this position, then that's, to me, that speaks a whole lot more than your education. Okay, great.
You radical. The modern workplace is not where you're at. I'm telling you, man.
I think it's shifting.
Shifting, maybe, yes, truly. But ready for that? No, it's not. We talked about this. We talked about like interviewing and stuff on a recent live, like what questions to ask, how to handle your interviews, whether you're the one interviewing or you're the interviewer. And the thing is, most processes that are in place for going to work at a company, if you don't have some type of higher education, I feel like typically you're out early on. Like, you're out in the pre-screen process. What you're talking about is wanting a CEO or an executive or hiring manager or whatever, wanting to be able to sit down and talk to you about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that, like, if you don't even have a degree, I'm not saying this is okay. I'm just saying this is how it is. Like, even if you don't have a degree, I promise you, I'm not betting. I'm not speculating. I know for a fact from places where I work and talking to other people at other companies, like, you're out in the pre-screen process. You don't even get a chance to talk about it.
And that may be true. That may be true. And if that's the shift needs to happen, because I just feel like in today's world, there's so much you can learn online.
Yeah.
There's so much you can learn online. There's so many things that you can gain knowledge in. And I think that there's so many people who go to college,
yeah,
who come out of college having zero work experience at all, like none. Yeah. And they're 22 years old and they're going to get their big boy job and they've never had a job in their entire life.
Yeah.
And to your point at the beginning, this is like, they're not ready for the real world. When you get out of college, you're not ready for the real world either. You're just not, especially if you have, we went to college together. Crippling debt. Well, yeah. Me and you went to college together.
Yes.
Most of the people that were in, I had a job work. I mean, you did. You were working on the weekends. You would go back home and work.
Yeah, and I worked on campus in the tutoring center too. Right. So I worked literally almost every day.
I did too. Every day I was working. And I mean, when we got married, we were in college and I was working three jobs and going to school full time. So the point I'm making is that a vast majority of students are, their parents say, I just want you to be focused on your school. I just want you to be focused on your school. And that's even happening today with even in middle school, high school, we just want you to focus on school and get your education, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, I believe that the workforce, the kids that are coming out have zero experience. And so then there's this massive culture shock. They get out and now they're already in the hole because now they have debt. They lack work experience. So congratulations, you have a degree. Great. What's your work experience? What did you do in college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got your, okay, great. You're book smart. That sounds great. That's not going to help me make money in my business.
Yeah.
So I think that two things. When you look at a resume, what's the first thing you see? Their information, work experience. Where is the college education? Where's your education? Towards the bottom. That tells me it's not as important, right? It may be.
I think mine was at the top, but not saying anything.
Yeah. So most of them that I've seen, it's usually towards the bottom. I mean, I could be wrong and maybe I formatted mine wrong. But I just think that there, I'm getting heated now. I feel like I'm not chill anymore. I just think there's a lack of motivation with kids today and teenagers and college students. And I'm probably making a lot of people mad that may be watching this, and that's fine. You can leave your comments. I firmly believe that that we should value work experience over just an education. If you get an education, great. But I think that there's so much you can learn and you should be learning by getting a job, working hard. And I think that most companies should look at that work experience more than what education you got, depending on what the profession is. Now, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, or if you're like, those make sense. There's a lot more education that you can't technically learn from just going to school. And let me ask you this too, Jason. So we have the exact same degree. Do you use anything you learned in college today?
Yes.
Okay. And at what percentage are you using on a daily basis what you spent 4 years, some people like me, 5 or 6 years, to go to get that degree? What percentage are you using there?
Well, I mean, we had a communication degree. Again, it was early stages, so like I think I had some graphic design classes in there, so I use those when I'm working on design stuff. I also have an English minor, so I use that quite a bit when I'm writing copy or editing copy. But yeah, you know, I get your point though. Like I get what you're saying. Like how much of what you use are you actually doing? But I think at the same point, like I think it's important. I think it's important to have the education.
Okay, but does education mean school? That's good. Does education
equal
school?
It means a lot of things. So the bulk of what I do as far as design, I taught myself. Same with you.
Same here. Yeah. It was same with marketing too. Like
you just learn it. You learn it as you do it with a lot
in
of
a job.
Things. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Point made.
The first job I ever took with social media was managing a big Facebook account, and I didn't even use Facebook. I used Twitter, and I was like, oh my gosh, so many things about Facebook, blah blah blah, whatever. I got the job, and I was like, well, guess I better learn Facebook now. And I became an expert about it, wrote white papers about it. So I mean, I think that it's you can learn a lot while you're doing it. You learn a lot on the job through continuing education.
Yeah.
You know, training, watching videos, reading. I think there's a lot you could do there, but I think the thing is, with the way the world is right now, having the degree gets your foot in the door. And it gets you another look so that you can have the conversation. Because like for me, when I graduated college, I went to work at our family restaurant, and I managed the restaurant for 4 years, something like that, 5 years. While my wife was finishing her graduate school, and then in the first couple of years of her going to work and her job. And then when she was done with that, I was like, okay, I'm going to go pursue something in my career field, you know?
Yeah.
And up until then, I'd freelanced. I had done what's the thing in college that you do senior year? I'm blanking on
internship.
The name. Internship. Yeah.
I'd like to go back to that in a minute.
Yeah. Internship. I ended up working for that guy for, I don't know, a year or so after, year or two after college. And
And again, yeah, I freelance, I ran the restaurant, blah, blah, blah. But when I was looking for a career, and I found a job that I really liked, the idea of, I know that I got in the door because I had a degree. I had a degree in a similar field, because my job experience was just managing a restaurant. I don't think they gave me a second look initially because of that. I did get another look later on. To your point, job experience helps you. I did get a second look when I came for my second round of interviews. They were like, we were interested in the fact that you had experience managing a restaurant and that you were in hospitality. Like,
but the thing is you don't, you have zero proof to know that you got that job because of your education.
But I've like, been involved.
You're making an assumption that you did.
That's an assumption. But I will tell you that I've been involved enough in the hiring process that people most definitely get second looks, or they get an initial look because they have a degree. Chris, will you put that? Chris, will you put that back up on the screen? A comment. Yeah. So Chris says, do you think it's a good idea for companies, if they can, to pay off student debt for employees that they believe will be a good investment? Do I think that that's cool? Yeah, yes. I think that would be cool. Do I think that companies should do that?
No.
Nor do I think the government should do it.
Okay. I agree. I 100% agree with you. Yeah. But let me ask you this though, because not even ask you this. I think if you decide not to go to college. Uh-huh. Because I had somebody come to me and ask me that their daughter was getting, they were interested in graphic design. That's what they were going, mm-hmm. they were looking to go to college for, and that's what they were looking to study.
Yeah.
And they said they named the school, and it was going to be really expensive because I know the school. And she said this is where she's going. She's looking to go. She's just kind of concerned. Is this the right move? And I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. If you're asking my opinion, no, I would not go. And she's like, wow, why? And I said, if it were me, here's what I would do. If she's good enough to get into that school, she's good enough to learn how to do a lot of the stuff she's going to learn in college on her own. She's already got the skills. I saw some of her work. She's like, she's already gifted in this area. So just let her blossom in that. Go into college. She's going to be in the hole as soon as she gets out. If you don't go to college, you go after getting entry-level positions in the field you want to work in. You go and get internships. You even do stuff that's free just to get the experience. Do it for, you know, a couple months. And then if it's really what you want to do, it's really what you're passionate about, don't go in the hole for it. Go and see if that's what you want to do. And that's what we're going to teach our kids is, even now, like our daughter, she's six. She told me the other day she wants to be an entrepreneur. And I was like, that's awesome, because that's what we do. And she said, I said, well, let me, what do you want to do? And she goes, I want to start a bake stand. And I said, okay. She's six. And me and my wife sat down with her and we walked her through what it takes. And I said, here's what I'll do. We'll loan you the starter money to get what you need. You got to get ingredients. You got to get a bake stand built, like all that sort of stuff. So we'll loan you the money. You take, that and get the help you need to put it together. Long story short, she made like $150 on her first, sale, mm-hmm. and she was open for like 2.5 hours. Like, she made $150. That's huge. As a six-year-old, that's huge. And the point I'm making is I feel like if parents were to spend more time investing in, when their kids are young, exploring what they're interested in and giving them opportunities to do something with it, whether it's getting a job or, like in this case, she said she wants to be an entrepreneur. Well, let me, what are you interested in? We didn't tell her what she should do. We just said, here's typically how it works. And then she was like, okay. So she got on the phone and called my dad, who helped her build a bake stand. She called my mom and my wife's mom and said, hey, I want to bake. Can you guys help me? And then they came over and they shared recipes, and she went with it. She sat down with me and we designed her a flyer. I said, where do you want to put these flyers? She goes, I want to put in every house in her neighborhood. And I said, great. Here's what it's going to cost to print those. And she was like, let's do it. And she folded them. She baked everything. And I think that there's a lack of attention spent on that part. And we have a massive problem in our culture where sports are elevated above any of those of these other things, and the kids are on traveling teams. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with sports. I love sports, but how many of those kids are going to go pro? Let's be real. Like,
I don't know. How
many people do you know that went and played pro sports? Mm-hmm. I may have known two, maybe, and they didn't. They just didn't play. But I think that we spend way too much focus and attention on that. That the job market suffers for it. And that's why I think if we were to, as parents, invest in our children's upbringing and saying, let's let you blossom into what you are interested in, because you may get in there and you may not like it. You know, like if our daughter or my kids were to say, I'm interested in being this. Okay. And they're of age, like, obviously I'm not going to take my 6-year-old and let them shadow somebody in that profession. She's too young. But she gets to be 10, 11, and she's like, I'm interested in this. I'm really interested in this. Okay, great. Let's find somebody who will let you come and shadow or come and intern and just work for, you know, even if it's on the weekends, or just learning from them, learning what they do and ask them a million questions. What value is that going to bring than them little Timmy going and playing sports all day and being on the next traveling team? What is that teaching them? Whereas if they get some
sportsmanship, working with the team,
you can learn that in the office too, though, right? I was on the same camp as you, like same as sportsmanship too. My kids want to play sports. That's fine. I'm not going to tell them, no, you can't go play sports. Work is more important. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we flood our kids with sport after sport. They go from football, they go to basketball, they go to baseball, they go to soccer. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then just they have no education, or they have no job experience. They have no work experience. And so then they get up being a 21, 22 year old, and they get out and they're already in debt. And they just spent 4 years or however long it is. Now they're in debt, and now they got to go figure out everything and then climb the ring and be paying. You know, some of these schools, they're shelling out $500, $600 a month just on student loan debt.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I think that let me restart.
Let's say if anybody wants to comment, I just got zoomed in on us. Please comment, because I'd like to know, like, am I way off base? Am I completely wrong? I mean, I could be.
Yeah, you're way off. You're way off. You're so far out of left field. No, what I was gonna say is what I tell people. They're like, what do you think I should do? I say, I think you should go to school. I think you should pursue a degree in something that you're interested in. And I think that you should also freelance when available. Because most of the time I talk to people who are interested in design or marketing or business development or advertising or things of that nature, things that are, that I do. And so when people ask about that, I say, yes, you should go to school. But you should also get some real experience while you're doing that as well. For one, it'll set you apart in school.
Yes.
Two, it'll give you experience while you're in school. And three, it'll pay you money, and get you visibility Whereas when all of your other little friends are leaving college going, oh, I guess I should start looking for a job now, then, and they're trying to fill up. I've seen so many resumes. Let me do an aside here. I've seen so many resumes, and it pains my heart to see the only experience that they have is like school stuff. It's like, yes. Oh, I did this report on how to build websites, and we built a website in class, or we designed this thing. Okay, that's fine. Cool. If that's all you've done, that's all you've done. Okay, that's all you have. But I think you should take the initiative to do some stuff on your own, to freelance on your own, to actually get experience when everyone else is just getting an education, getting a formal education. I think you should get the real world education, and you should get the freelance experience. I've said that to several people over the last couple of years when I kind of shifted my mindset.
I wholeheartedly agree with you that it's all about what you do outside of school. It's all about what you do outside of school, the classroom, if you're in school, that makes the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can learn all these things and go to class and all the, like, you're going to learn skills of just learning how to teach yourself as you go. Cause I mean, that's what college is. Like you're learning how to do it.
Learning how to learn
and making a lifestyle out of that instead of just being forced to. At
$1,000 a month, let's learn how to learn. Yeah, no, that idea frustrates me. But as much as it frustrates me and irritates me, and I like want to rail against the system because it's set up to where I got to have an education to get that first look in order to get to the conversation where I actually have experience. As much as that exists, and we cannot deny that that exists because that is very true. It is real and is there. And I've seen it firsthand. But because I have literally pulled back people that have been passed over in the initial pre-screen because they do have experience, but did not have a degree yet. Here's a great story. Here's a great story of why this sucks, but it is the way it is. I worked with a guy at my first career at the resort, and he came on as like events director or something like that. I don't know. Great guy. His name's Chris. He was in school, like when he was, you know, college age. One of his parents got sick and passed away. And so he dropped out of school to go home. I think it was his mother got sick and passed away. So he dropped out of school to go home and be with his dad and take care of his dad, because he needed the help. And so he decided to forego finishing his education after a few years in, and he went back home, moved back in with his dad, took care of him, and ended up, you know, getting a job, having a career, whatever. Anyway, and he was like team manager for the hockey team here in the state. I mean, he did a lot. And he was telling me that before he came to work at the resort, he was up for a job at Monster Energy or something like that, because we're here in Atlanta and Coca-Cola is king here. And I think that Monster is part of the Coca-Cola family anyway.
Yeah.
So he was up for a job at Monster, and he had gone through, I don't know how many rounds of the process. And it was essentially his job. He was going in for like the final interview. It was him. Like they had decided it was him. He was going in front of all the executives. And I think he was about to walk into the room, and the hiring manager came out and said, they're going to pass. He didn't even get to go in to the final interview with the exec team. And he was like, I don't understand. Like, I thought this was the last one to like kind of verify, you know, like a confirmation. And they were like, no, Chris, sorry. The guy said, I honestly don't know how you got this far in the process and you don't have a degree. I realize that you've done a lot. I realize that you have all the experience needed for this position, but you don't have the degree. And because of that, I cannot offer you the job.
See, that right there infuriates me. I mean, it really
infuriates you, but it is real. Like it is a real thing. I think it sucks,
but I think it's shifting. I do think it's shifting. I think that because there's so many online classes and courses that now are getting accepted that most like some employers are going, okay, that's a big deal. That's valuable. Mm-hmm. So I think there is, and I'm pretty sure in the next, well, I would venture to say that in the next, 5 to 10 years, not that education isn't important, but I think that a lot of people won't look at education as valuable. And some of that is because I think that they're going to devalue some of it when making it the government paying for it. It just kind of, it will devalue it a little bit. Cause what's the difference in that in high school at this point? You know what I mean? Like everybody's going to high school and the government pays for it. So no one cares. Like if you have a high school diploma, great. Do you see what I mean? But before that was valuable, right? High school diploma was valuable. Long story short, I agree with you. I think that.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Huh?
Talking about the government paying for all higher education. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing right now is they want the.
That's what people want. That's never going to happen, dude.
I'm just saying if it does, it devalues it. It's no longer your, it does it, man. Though? Yes. 100%.
Does it though?
Yes.
Does it though?
Yeah. I think it would. I think it completely devalues it. And now we're getting political.
I don't think we are. We are different political mindsets. You are correct about that, but I don't think that it devalues it. Because you don't have to go. You have to go K-12 unless you leave early and do like your equivalency or whatever. But like,
yeah. Well, I don't want to get into that. I think that that's a whole separate conversation. The main point is I just think that there needs to be a shift in our culture.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That values work experience over the education, because I think there's so many people that are worth the gamble, I guess you could say, is hiring that person who doesn't necessarily have a degree, but they have so much work experience. And I think that parents, we're doing our kids a disservice to just, there's time for sports, there's time for fun, there's time for all these things, but there's also a time to motivate them for what they're going to do for the rest of their life and prepare mm-hmm. them. And we bank it on the school system.
Yeah.
And, when I graduated high school, I had no idea if I wanted to go to I didn't know if I wanted to go to college or technical school. And I this is going to sound really stupid, but I was thinking in my head, if I go to a technical school, there's not a lot of girls that go to technical school. So how am I going to meet somebody there? You know what I mean? Like that literally went through my head. And that just shows you like what happens with the preparation for in public school. I don't think it prepares you for that step. At least my experience, it didn't. It may have changed, but I don't know.
Yeah. So, I think that if we take a step back and look at the conversation that we're having right now, I think it's important for us to kind of have a takeaway for things that can be different. Because we can't change a whole system overnight.
No.
But I think it's really important for people who are in positions to where they are a hiring manager or where they are involved in the hiring of employees at their company, that I think it's really important for them to take a holistic approach.
Agreed.
And take a look at the entire person, right?
Yep.
Now, to your point, you said it's important to take a look at experience over education. Now, I would say that it's more important to take to take a look at the entire person, because there are some signals that come across to you when you look at somebody who has real world experience in a career that they're trying to get a job because they're interviewing. You know, there's indicators that for somebody who went through the 4 years or more of education, 2 years, 4 years or more of education before that, because that says somebody, okay, they stuck with it. They actually went and pursued and they finished a degree. They can finish things. They can finish things that are hard, because not for everybody, college is not easy. Right. And so that's an indicator. That is a realistic indicator that says, okay, this person knows what they want to do up to an extent. They knew that they wanted to begin a career in this field. And so they went for 2 years, for 4 years, however many years, to complete an education, and they did it. Mm-hmm. They succeeded. So this person can follow through. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's different indicators that you can pull from just simply the fact that somebody did do an education, because also you got to wonder, why didn't they go to college? Okay, well, were they advised by Zach to not go? Did they just not feel like it? Could they not afford it? Did they not think that it was for them, and they wanted to just pursue something else in the meantime? So there's questions that arise, because the norm, you go to school, you go to college, you look for a job, you do that job, you switch jobs, and then you die. Like there's like a life cycle of a human being, and
it's got like really dark.
Higher education is typically a part of that for a lot of people. And mm-hmm. when you're trying to enter in the workforce and you have that piece of your life cycle missing, it makes a lot of hiring managers wonder what the heck you were doing.
Well, I think, and maybe we can end on this, but I think that, yes, I agree. Look at the holistic. But I think you should spend more time before you invest and decide that you need college. Figure out what you want to do and spend time in that profession somehow, entry level, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then decide, okay, this is exactly what I want to do. I know this is what I want to do. Then you can start asking people in there, hey, what degree did you get to where you're at now? Mm-hmm. You can start that before you even get into college, mm-hmm. Before you even graduate high school. That can happen. And I just don't, to my point earlier, is I don't think that parents nowadays spend enough time investing in that aspect of their kids' life. At least that's what I'm seeing. They may be on the behind the curtains, but
You just made a lot of parents really angry right now.
That's fine with me. No, but you get what I'm saying, though. Like, you look around and there's a sports culture, and how many traveling teams and how many all of this and that, investing all of that time and effort into that sport and pushing them to do that sport really well. Okay, yes, you do learn sportsmanship. Yes, you do learn to apply yourself and do something that's difficult. But where's they get through that that time, that season of their life, and now it's time to enter the workforce.
I think the more politically correct way to balance and maneuver what you're saying is there just needs to be more balance.
The
scales just need to be more balanced, and not all sports or, you know, full on education. You know what you want to do.
Well, the pendulum could be
seven. You know,
the pendulum could be swung the other direction. You could go too far and be heavily into spending too much time in your kid's education at that point, and then they have no
life. So
agreed. Yeah,
I think it's just important for there to be balance. I think there needs to be balance, you know, with the kid before they go off to school, like you were saying. But I think it's important for there to be balance, you know, in the workforce, with, you know, making sure that who you hire is well-rounded, because maybe they don't have the education, or maybe they don't have the work experience, but That's why it's important to give somebody at least a couple of minutes of your time. That's why when I was looking for one position, one of the last positions I hired when I was at the company before we launched this endeavor, I interviewed like 80 something people because I know I wanted to find the right person, and what's written on paper does not equal the same as that person that you're interviewing.
Agreed. So,
anyway, with that said, well,
that was a fun one.
Yeah.
So yeah, with that said, we appreciate you guys sticking with us for 50 minutes, and I'll clink you with my phone. How about that?
Clink.
And we will see you later.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Podcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.